Got a question here from Amanda on Twitter who asked, how do you artificially tell a stem cell to become a particular tissue or body part? Are all the instructions it needs in the DNA? Richard.
The stem cells at the very beginning of development do indeed know all of the information that they need to make any tissue of the body. But driving them towards making any particular tissue can be done in a number of ways. You can either expose them to particular growth factors, diffusible signals that come from one cell to signal another cell to cause them to make a particular cell type. And you can also influence them by their physical environment. If you grow them on substrates that are stiffer or more flexible, then it changes the kind of cells that grow in culture.
Now, Neil, you're looking at a later stage of development. Are these the same cues that are taking place, or are there extra signals such as hormones that are involved in activating genes?
In limb development, stem cells have already done their job by that point, and you now have a heterogeneous population of cells, lots of different cell types coming in with lots of different signals, and they're all are signaling towards each other, setting up signaling cascades. At the top of that would be Hox genes, for example, and then you'd also have signals such as sonic hedgehog and fibroblast growth factors all talking to each other. And it's that combination of how that cascade is controlled and how they signal to each other, control each other, that we're looking into right now. That's one of the big questions in developmental biology, is how these cascades and networks are controlled.